And we welcome into the studio one of our Bridge legal advisors, because it's right around that time. We do it every Monday morning, answering your legal questions, dealing with some legal issues. We love having these guys in the studio to pick their brain, because they're the ones that we rely on when it comes to legal issues. So we say good morning to my friend David Ayler. How you doing there, David?
I'm doing well. Happy Monday.
Yes, I saw you sitting courtside there at the College of Charleston game on Saturday.
Yeah, what a great game. You know, pulling out those last two wins, I think it's given us some momentum to go into this tournament.
Well, you know, Grant Riller is just a stud for the Cougars. And TD Arena is such a great place, too.
It really is. And, you know, what Coach Grant has brought to the College of Charleston in the last few years is, you know, second to none.
Yeah, Earl Grant's great, and the TD Arena is great, and so we'll see what the Cougars do up there in Washington, D.C. at the CAA tournament.
So how long did you camp out on the, you know, North Charleston Coliseum?
I was not anywhere near that madness on Friday. And
You mean Thursday, because they started camping on Thursday.
Well, actually, they started camping Tuesday afternoon.
Really?
Yes. So they were there for a long time, and that was such a spectacle on Friday, and then Saturday, you know, everybody went out and voted. And here's the thing. Yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock, the weather was so stinking gorgeous. I was actually in the 911 driving school class for parents who have kids who are getting their driver's license. My son is getting ready to get his driver's license. And I was sitting inside this building, and it was nice. I mean, hey, kudos to 911 driving school for what they do to make safer drivers on the roads and stuff.
Yeah, I refer a lot of clients here. It's a
group. Great place. Yeah, but it was so gorgeous. I was like, man, we need to be out. And I know that now here it is March. Springtime's right around the corner. Daylight saving time is coming up this weekend. And so now people are going to want to get their boats in the water. And people need to understand that there are certain things when it comes to your boat, when it comes to legal issues, that doesn't apply to your car. Things you need to be ready for, like life jackets for everybody and being ready for a DNR search on your boat if they were to stop you. I mean, those kinds of things, right?
The biggest thing is, and I couldn't tell you the amount of times I've had people come in and say, well, they just did this or they just did that. Like, they're allowed to get on your boat.
Yeah.
They're allowed to search your boat. There's no warrant needed. It's not like your car, most definitely nothing like your house. So when you're in that situation, yes, you can have open containers of alcohol, that sort of thing, which is, again, different than the car.
All right,
but the driver still matters.
All right, so the driver cannot have the open container on the boat, but the passengers can.
Correct.
Okay, and then the driver obviously needs to, I mean, drunk driving on the road, same thing, drunk driving on the water, you got to watch out. I mean, you're not supposed to be consuming alcohol if you're operating the vehicle.
Under the influence, that absolutely. Unfortunately, we have you know, just so many tragic incidents that occurred in just even the last few summers. But you've got a lot of people out on the water, and yeah, it's called BUI, boating under the influence.
And then do you also have to have the regulation number of like life jackets as far as how many people your boat holds or how many people are actually on your boat?
You have to absolutely have depending on how many people are on the boat, everyone has to have a life jacket. There has to be a whistle. There's just several different things. And you know, one thing that is great about DNR is they make it as easy as it possibly can be. If you go to their website, it literally says, here are the things you can and can't do. And, you know, for folks that are renting boats, there's a lot of those companies out there now which are pretty popular with the renting boats or borrowing a friend's boat. You know, those are the ones that we usually see a lot of accidents and incidents with because they simply just don't know the basic rules.
So go to the DNR website and then get the basic rules, or else they'll have to get in touch with someone like you when DNR boards the boat and finds out that they're breaking the law somehow.
Exactly. And then that's what you see often, too. People having a good time on a boat, which is what your objective would be. But you just got to be safe about it. And you got to just assume. And this is what I tell everybody, friends, family, clients, that you're going to assume that your boat's going to get pulled over. Unlike when you're driving on an average day, if you're following the speed limits and what have you, you don't think you're going to get pulled over. With a boat, you just can assume that they're going to stop you that day.
So you say that if you're going to be in a boat, then just assume that there's a likelihood that DNR will stop you, which they legally can do, board your boat, search everything, make sure everything's on the up and up. They're doing that to be proactive so nothing happens bad.
Absolutely. You know, and they're reasonable. I mean, even if you get a ticket for something, they're the prosecutor for DNR is a good guy, and they'll work with you. But the bottom line is when people are just blatantly breaking the law, they got to do their job too.
Do you have a boat?
I do.
What kind of boat you got?
I just got a little Supra. I don't really go out on it that much. Honestly, there's always too many people on the water.
Well, you know, I always say that the best person to know is the person who owns the boat. Then you can go out on their boat, and then they can go, and then they can take care of cleaning it and all that, and you can just go back and get lunch or whatever while they take care of that. And of course, there is the old saying, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You probably heard that a few times.
It is not a defense, unfortunately.
Well, of course, if you have questions about that and so many other things, it's great to have David Adler as one of our Bridge Legal Advisors. How can people get in touch with you, buddy?
Easiest way is 577-5530, davidadler.com, Facebook, or you can find me somewhere.
And we'll talk off the air about going out on the boat sometime this year.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like we got a plan.
David Adler and the Legal Buzz. Make sure that you do the right thing, folks. As he said, it's simple. Go to the DRNR website. It's got everything you need right there. But if you need legal advice, you can get in touch with our Bridge Legal Advisors. We do the Legal Buzz every Monday morning right around this time here on the Morning Buzz.